What is going on? Welcome back to the No Sell Wrestling Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about, as of recording this, the latest episode of NXT, the New Year event, New Year's Evil. We're not going to talk about the whole event, even though it was a rather good episode. We are going to talk about what I thought. And this may be a bold proclamation, a crazy statement, but what we saw tonight in the main event between Finn Balor and Kyle O'Reilly was my perfect wrestling match. That's a big statement. Am I saying it's my favorite? It's up there. Am I saying it's the greatest? No, that's Bret Hart versus Owen Hart at WrestleMania. If anybody has a differing opinion, I understand, but it's just not debatable in my eyes. Bret Hart versus Owen Hart is a technical masterpiece. Am I saying Finn Balor versus Kyle O'Reilly is the greatest match? No. Am I saying that it's a match that should be universally loved? No. Am I saying that anybody who likes the triple flips of PWG style wrestling is going to enjoy it? No, I'm saying that Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor at New Year's Evil was my idea of a perfect wrestling match. Easily one of the best matches I've seen in a long time. I don't want to say in the past like 5 years or something, because then somebody might bring up a match I'm forgetting, and then I'll just be like, oh yeah, no, that match is great. But it is definitely one of the better matches I've seen in a while. It was the perfect blend of hardcore, hard-hitting, almost British strong style. Not Japanese, but just legit smack you in the face like their last match. You know, Finn broke his jaw. Like, it was pretty intense. But this match just felt harder, more intense, more brutal, more painful. And then there was perfect. It was also a good mix of technical wrestling, mat wrestling. That was fantastic. The striking was on point. The pacing was on point. The story was on point. I consistently felt like Balor was the champion and Kyle O'Reilly was the underdog, which is, I'm assuming, the story they were trying to tell. That was pretty obvious. I consistently felt like Finn Balor was the better wrestler, even though I think that Kyle O'Reilly is a significantly better wrestler. Well, not significantly, but he's a better wrestler. But I felt like Finn was the more talented wrestler, it looked like, and he's the champion, so that's the message you're trying to come across. He looked dominant, but it didn't feel easy. There were points where I legitimately came out of my seat, and I was like, come on, Kyle. Like, the double brain buster towards the end of the closing sequence of the match. I came out of my seat. I was like, this is it, Kyle. You're NXT champion. And, you know, when wrestling can do that to you, because obviously, you know, Kyle O'Reilly's not going to win. But when it can do that to you in the moment, make you think, oh, man, he has a legitimate shot. That's how you know the magic is working, and the magic worked. That match was fantastic. That was it. I'm not going to do a full review of New Year's Evil. It was a good show. That's all I'm going to say. Karrion Kross is back, thank goodness. But other than that, yeah, that's it. So go ahead and follow the socials, the Instagram and the Twitter. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Nothing is up there yet. I'm still working on the logo, but soon enough, it should be up there. And thank you for listening. This is Eldon signing off.